We're back. Minnesota State Fair for outdoorsmen. We're back.
Can we make a little noise out there, huh?
Hey, welcome, everybody. This is Strewman Steve Strusinski. Mark Lukey is to my right, and Boomer is to my left. The four outdoorsmen. And, of course, there's only three. There's only three.
I'm in your life, people can't hear you.
Well, then that's not my fault. I'm just doing my job.
They're going to play with the mics. Well, welcome, everybody. Who here is having a beer? Free beer over here. I know that's going to get some attention.
Whoa. And, hey, and I just talked to Neil from Bomb Total Country. He's a big shot back at the studio. And he said, for the next 25 people who go to that desk, get a free Bob hat. No, don't do it. Don't do it. He would
shoot
me.
Way to damage our paycheck.
He would shoot me.
Hey, happy Sunday to the land of 10,000 lakes. What a bunch of beautiful weather, huh, Stru? We weren't expecting this. It was supposed to be cloudy. It was kind of like duck hunting weather this morning when I checked it out.
I got rained out today. I was golfing this morning. 7:30 I was golfing this morning. Got rained out, played 9 holes.
Blue skies, huh?
Yeah, nice now.
So let's introduce ourselves. Producer Mark, you start to the right.
Hello, I'm Producer Mark. I'm glad that there's Boomer here so I don't have to talk at all this time.
That's about the name of it as well. I'm Steve Strusinski, Strewman, and that's Boomer Stelmach right there to the left. Thanks for enjoying a day with us out on the Four Outdoorsmen. State Fair, we're at the State Fair, right?
Who here likes the State Fair? Who here likes beer at the State Fair? There's Mr. Dave.
Lindsay Matt. Hayes here, everybody.
Uh-oh, Lindsay.
Lindsay, you want to come up here? Come on up.
Come on up, Lindsay. Boy, if that wasn't timed.
That's Lindsay Hayes with Ron Shearer Productions just showed up. She's going to come up and say hi to Mark Lukey. She's taller than the rest of us. She does not need stairs to get up on stage.
There's a bet. Can you hear me or did you mic me down a little bit?
I don't know. Go over that that mic over there. Everybody, this is Lindsay Hayes, soon to be host of Due North Outdoors and current host of Destination Polaris on Fox.
Is she running for governor, too?
And just all-around great gal that works with me at Ron Shearer Productions. How are you today, Lindsay?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great.
Did you have a Polaris deal today?
No Polaris deal. We did stop up at the Polaris booth. We were also up in the North Woods at the Log Cabin for Minnesota Bound. So now I'm just playing, you know, guest here and making my way around. I've ate way too much already today.
But. So Lindsay, I think I saw something on Instagram. Weren't you in Lambeau Field or something like that?
Yeah, we were just up at Lambeau Field for the Sports and Outdoors show, and that was a great time. So many different vendors, but my favorite part was actually getting to go down and touch the grass of Lambeau Field.
Are you one of those people that would shovel the snow in the stands for nothing for free?
Well, as long as I get to watch a game.
No.
Are you part owner?
That's not
like
there.
A lot
are
of
cheeseheads.
Are you
part owner of the Green Bay Packers, Lindsay?
I am not. Part of my family is, but I don't have my own share at the moment. So,
is that the hardest thing when you came to Ron Shearer Productions, knowing that majority of that fan base are Vikings fans, and knowing how diehard your family is related to the Packers?
Well, I think that you should be able to respect any fan if they're born and raised in a state that they're a diehard fan of that state. So I have nothing against Minnesota Viking fans if you grew up in Minnesota and this is your heritage and this is true and true, but I was born and raised in Wisconsin. I've drank the Kool-Aid, and I'm going to be green and gold for the rest of my life.
I'm with you, Lindsay. I'm with you, Lindsay.
Oh,
hey, Lindsay, so
sorry about that.
Being in the office, I know that you're gone all the time. Where have you traveled to lately? Is it mostly with Destination Polaris?
Yeah, this summer, actually, this month at least, it's been a little bit less travel, but we're ramping up our travel season for fall. So in a couple of weeks, I'm going snow goose hunting up in Saskatchewan.
Sweet. Wow.
Whoa. And so I'm really excited for that because I've never been able to do that just yet. And then this fall, we're also going to go to Hawaii. So that'll be for Destination Polaris. So.
Are you going to stay a couple extra days?
Of course.
Did you pick that destination, Lindsay?
Yes, I did. But the reason for it is Destination Polaris is celebrating its 10th anniversary in January.
Hey.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. So 10 years of this off-road show, and we travel all over the country to try to show you guys the best places to go. And so we got a kick it off with a bang for season 10.
So rumor has it you have a big made-for-the-outdoors show with a boat company out of St. Peter. Is that true?
Are we going riding this
Thursday? We're going.
Let's
go. Is it Thursday?
We're going Thursday.
Finish filming. And tell us a little bit about Alumacraft and tease that episode for our listeners out here.
Yeah, so Made for the Outdoors is a really awesome new show that we have at Roundshare Productions. It's actually a couple years old now, but we go through the step-by-step process of how you make the outdoor gear. So if you love Alumacraft boats, we get to tell you the history of where they started and the heritage and the backstory. And there's so much of that here in Minnesota, which is awesome. And then we actually go out and use the boat. And so Boomer and I are going to head out on the lake. We're going to do a little fishing.
Right? Is it next Thursday?
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah. And
Minnetonka?
Yes. And so I'm really excited to be able to do that. But I think that I love that we have so many great products for the outdoors that their heritage started here in Minnesota, and they still are going on today.
Yeah, and no pressure at all, but Bruce called, and Mark, Bruce made sure I'm getting a brand new boat just to film with you, so it's top notch for you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Now, do you actually have to catch a fish?
Yeah, we better catch some fish.
We are going to. Well, we're just fishing for bass. They'll bite anything, right? Just a hook and a hot dog and a bobber.
Are we going on actually live bait, or are we just going to use a spinner, or what are we going
We're
going
to do a spinner.
Okay.
We're going to do a wacky worm.
Okay.
And we're going to do a Ned rig.
All right. That's
And then
good.
Maybe a topwater.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, we're going to use dynamite. And we'll have something on the show that looks like a fish.
Or shock the fish so that we can just net them. And
don't you do something with the DNR? We can just electrical shock the fish and put no pressure on us?
I've never done that. No, that's all right. Yep. That's not my style, but I have faith in you. We're going to get a fish.
Oh, we're going to get a few fish. We got a couple fish during the Wild on the Water tournament.
Yeah.
In fact, Jason Zucker got his first smallmouth ever with me in the boat, in the Alumacraft.
Well, I'm impressed that you finally got Jason Zucker a fish. But however, head coach for the Wild, Bruce Boudreau, still, in 2 years fishing with Ron Shera, has not landed a fish.
Wow.
So we got to figure it out, you know, what's going on for Bruce.
He's
got to
get that figured out. All right, so you're busy traveling, Lindsay. Hawaii, you're taking one for the team for Destination Polaris. I mean, that's just the kind of team player you are, right?
Exactly.
Where else are you guys going to cool that's kind of exotic and fun?
Another one, not necessarily exotic. I like to try to find the local ones as well. And so one thing that I want to emphasize this year is what is a car ride away for those in Minnesota and Wisconsin? Mm-hmm. So we're going to actually go to the UP. It's pretty much right Ironwood, Michigan, but right on the border of Wisconsin.
By Hurley.
They have 500 miles of UTV, ATV trails. It's one of the best off-road destinations in the Midwest for the number of trails in a small confined
And every one
space.
Of those roads, every one of those roads leads to Hurley, Wisconsin. Is that Wisconsin or is that Michigan?
That's Wisconsin, Hurley.
What's in Hurley, Wisconsin?
It's pretty close. Yeah, it'll connect it all. You can actually ride from the UP all the way to Illinois on a UTV trail if you'd like.
Did Mark tell you about our ice fishing trip in Gogebic, Michigan in the UP 1 year?
Sure, he has.
I didn't catch one fish, I know that.
So we decided to go up to the UP
in
Michigan.
Not this story, right?
And it's what? They average 260, 270 inches of snow every year. And so we went with a famous ice team guide named John Sibley. And now he's got a TV show, right? The Sibley Brothers or something like that?
He does.
So we go out there. Well, the first thing is we get up that night. We get settled in. We've never been to the UP of Michigan before or that part of Wisconsin. And I set my iPhone to get us up at 4 a.m. Well, in that part of Michigan, you're actually where Central meets the Eastern time zone. Okay. So I had coffee, and I had the whole group up by 3 in the morning, which they were really happy about.
And that day, we went out there, and it's the first time in Sibley's whole career.
30 years.
30 years that we could not go out because it was such a windstorm, it was such a blizzard, it was too dangerous. So we got up at 3 o'clock and never got on the ice.
So then, Lindsay, it even gets better. So then, in town, there was a benefit for the fire department where they had an ice fishing contest. And, you know, you're in the Ooper of Michigan, so people come out of the woods. There's 2,000 people on the ice here. So it's Mark, Stru, and I.
A real
And
small
these guys
lake.
Are already half in the bag at 10 o'clock in the morning once we realized I had them up at 3. And Mark did win an award.
He
caught a fish. Tell the crowd what you did, Mark.
I was in the paper and won $50 for the smallest fish of the contest.
Attaboy, Mark.
Hey! Whatever it takes, Mark. Take home the prize.
And then we realized, and this is a family show here, so we're not going to get Hurley is where the mob used to hang out. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Hurley is where, like, Capone and all these, because there's casinos, there's all kinds of different things in Hurley, and we couldn't figure out why that was in Hurley, Wisconsin. And Hurley, Wisconsin is where the mob used to be.
Well, I will say,
go ahead.
In any of the bars or establishments in Wisconsin, that's one of the nice things. If you want to go somewhere and have no one ask questions or bother you, that's where you go.
That's right.
Because everyone else probably should be home, too, so they're hoping you don't ask them why they're there. So it's just like, you know, stay your
and
own
no
lane.
One's on social media in the bars either because you know their wives or their husbands are watching, right?
To see
what's going on.
And there's one every 2 miles, so the likelihood of them knowing which one you're at is very rare.
So speaking of ice fishing, there's Dave Hansen from Clamp Corps. Hey, Dave, how's it going?
Hi, Dave. Good to see you.
Yeah, he's the big shot. He writes the checks. So
wow.
I got a brown nose every time I see him. See?
Okay.
And my family,
yes,
too.
Yes, good to see you. How are you? We talked about going fishing. We need to do that now.
Yeah.
Thursday?
She's all amped.
All right. Soon. Soon.
Soon, honey. Soon. So let's get...
The girls will go. Boys can stay home.
That sounds like a little bit of a challenge. As you can tell, we compete for hot air in our house, Lindsay. It's never a... I feel bad for our neighbors.
No, but
actually,
this is a healthy thing, that you
this
have
is.
A husband-wife duo that both are very good at fishing and that you can have an actual healthy competition 24-7.
It's amazing, too, Lindsay, because when we're on Mille Lacs together, and Mille Lacs is a big body of water. Like, Devil's Lake is 140,000 acres. You can literally hear Nicole and I from one end of the lake to the other. So there's no surprise.
But it's just cheering. It's like, good job, honey.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like, good job. You know more than me kind of stuff. All right. It's true saying straight in the mic. So you talked about the 500 miles in Wisconsin. What else you got cooking for Destination Polaris?
And then we are also going out to Virginia. And there is an area that is called the Hatfield-McCoy area.
Okay.
And it pretty much is the top spot on the East Coast for mountain trails. So if you want to go up and see some amazing elevation, have some trails that really test your technical side, that is the place to go. So we'll be in the Appalachian Mountains, and we'll spend a week out there in October and see fall colors, hopefully, too.
Hey, Lindsay, you've been with Ron Shearer Productions for how long?
This is my fourth year.
My fourth year. You came from Wisconsin. I think you were in television in Wisconsin, right?
I came from Michigan, but I'm from Wisconsin. So I was Wisconsin, Michigan, now Minnesota.
Well, how in God's name did you get this job? That's a hell of a job you got.
I got lucky. I'm not going to lie. I had a good friend reach out. So I grew up on a farm in Wisconsin, and so I've hunted and fished my whole life, and I'm a farm girl. And then I got a degree in broadcasting, so I was in sports for a while and decided that a friend of mine reached out and said, this is the perfect fit for you, TV and outdoors combined.
Wow.
So I came and did the interview, and I said, please, please let this be the one.
Let's hit rewind, Lindsay. So growing up a farm girl in Wisconsin.
Correct.
Right? Did you wake up one day and say, I want to be on TV, and I want to do the outdoors in TV? Talk us through how you came from being a farm girl in Wisconsin to Michigan to Wisconsin back, and then now to Ron Shearer Productions.
All right, I'll keep it short, because I know
and we hijacked it. Lindsay was just walking by, and I just grabbed her.
Exactly.
She's probably got something to do.
My boyfriend's here. My friends are here. We're going to the pig barn. I'm going to show them. Yeah. I am kind of a little bit, I don't like to brag about it, but they call me a pig whisperer at home. I can literally put a female large sow to sleep by rubbing her belly.
Is that what attracted
Drew,
you?
Drew, get over
Lindsay?
There. Let's see how this works.
Was that the final deal when you made it Facebook official?
Yeah, right.
When
she said
she was a pig whisperer?
Yeah.
Hey, Lindsay, I've been hypnotized. Twice someone tried to hypnotize me. And they were never successful. I will lay on my back right now. If you
see
rub,
if I
my
rub
tummy,
your belly and put your sleep. I'm sorry. I only think it works with pigs. I haven't tried it on humans just yet. But no. So a little bit of backstory. I grew up just loving the outdoors, and my dad kind of taught me a lot of it. Of hard work pays off, and that not every year you're going to be successful in the woods, but you put in the time. And so it just grew to be a passion of me and my dad. My first $2, I had my dad sitting next to me, and it really was like the best thing in the world for me to share those moments with him. My biggest buck to this date is only a nine-pointer. It's nothing that, you know,
still
huge.
A box bigger than mine.
Well, it's not 150. It's not scoring 150. But at the same time, those memories I will never take back because my dad was there to share that with me.
Yeah.
And so that was all I ever thought this was going to be. My outdoor lifestyle was just me, what I do with my family on the weekends, and what I love to do to have fun. And my television thing is I love to tell great stories. And
right.
It's not about me. It's about the story. And I want to tell it about you. I want to tell it about all you guys that love the outdoors. And so now I get to do both of those together. And it's just kind of one of those where you say you find one job and you get lucky that it works out. And it's kind of point all things point in a line to just that. And that's what it is.
And you can tell all of your friends you're friends of the four outdoorsmen. See how that works?
Yeah.
You're,
and I love you guys.
You're
moving
on up.
You guys do a great job. And you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to swear.
Thanks.
I'll keep it at, you know, you just have fun.
We kick butt.
You
we
kick
like
butt
to have
around
a little
here.
Fun, right?
Yeah, which is
kind of like Howard Stern meets the outdoors.
Yeah,
we're always pushing the envelope.
That's good.
We only get a few letters from.
Hey, Lindsay, we got to take a break. That's Lindsay
Hayes.
Lindsay Hayes,
Ron
Shearer Productions.
Thanks, guys. Good to see you.
Thank you, Lindsay.
We'll be right back with Jeff Johnson, the Republican who's running for governor. He's going to be on stage here in a couple of minutes.
Missed part of Bob Outdoors? No problem. Just click on the weekend tab at mybobcountry.com to listen back to the Four Outdoorsmen anytime.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Come to Cornfest this Saturday at St. Jude of the Lake Catholic Church in Matamidi. Great family fun, a teen zone, inflatables for the kids, live music, and lots of great food. It's Cornfest this Saturday from 3 to 10 at St. Jude of the Lake Catholic Church in Matamidi.
Hi, this is Kyle Barr from Juice Baits. When you're fishing with soft plastics this season, you're going to rock it when you choose Juice Baits. Juice Baits are a less expensive alternative with a huge variety of options, such as craw tubes, creature baits, Sankos, tubes and jig trailers, swim baits and finesse worms, and a wide selection of crappie baits. See the entire selection of Juice Baits at juicebaits.com and like our Facebook page. When you hit the water, throw the juice. Juice Baits, a Minnesota company.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Deadshot Custom Call Company is the only duck call trusted and used by the Four Outdoorsmen. Deadshot Custom Calls are handmade in Minnesota and not available in stores because each call has a direct connection to you. Immortalize your hunting dog with the Man's Best Friend series or have a custom image or theme made just for you, whether on your lanyard or on your wall. Deadshot Custom Calls are made from the finest acrylics to last for generations. Customize your call at deadshotcustomcalls.com.
It's Neil here for Blue Sky Services, and it's September, and it's their busiest part of the year, so I want to give you a little sense of urgency today. If you need your windows, siding, or gutters cleaned before the winter hits, now is the time to give Blue Sky Services a call before their schedule fills up. I recently had my windows and siding done. They did a fantastic job, and they can do the same for you. So go online today to blueskyservices.com. That's blueskyservices.com, and schedule your appointment today.
Individuals with developmental disabilities and mental illness can reach their full potential with Reach for Resources. Reach offers adaptive recreation activities, mental health services, and case management. Their community living support department not only helps people gain greater freedom within their own home environment, but also provides valuable employment services. Visit reachforresources.org to see how you can increase your independence and become more involved in your community. That's reachforresources.org.
Back to school economics from Staples. Today's lesson, get more, spend less. Staples has the top brands for back to school at low prices. So you get everything on your list without spending everything in your wallet. Economics made simple. And now, Staples One Subject Notebooks are 25 cents, and a Staples Comp Book and a 24-pack of Crayola Crayons are only 50 cents each. Get an A in back to school today at your local Staples, the back to school specialty store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only. Limit 30.
Still looking for the one? Your perfect foundation match? Estee Lauder has it. Come to Macy's to experience double wear makeup in over 55 shades for all skin tones and undertones. It's Estee Lauder's most loved foundation. Oil-free, waterproof, perfectly matte, and long wear too with 24-hour staying power. Find your double wear at Macy's and Macy's.com. Plus, be sure to ask in-store for a deluxe sample in your ideal match. Estee Lauder double wear, made in your shade. Total Country Bob FM.
We are back in the Four Outdoorsmen, Minnesota State Fair. Everybody say hi. Let's go say hi out there. Let's go.
Let's hear a little noise from the crowd out there, huh? Land of 10,000 lakes.
You got Mark, Luke, you got Strewman here, you got Boomer, and to Boomer's left, you've got a young man named Jeff Johnson. He's the Republican candidate to be your next governor for the state of Minnesota.
Let's give him a round of applause, huh?
Thanks.
That's a good setup, isn't it, Jeff?
It is. It's beautiful.
Welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country.
And he's really cocky because he's on the Four Outdoorsmen show, but he doesn't know that the only reason he's here, Michael Lynch from the WCCO couldn't make it. So welcome. Welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen.
Well, the odds in Vegas, if they have something for governor, went way up when you announced you're going to be on the Four Outdoorsmen show. So
there was a difference in energy today, and I think it had something to do with this.
Pretty amazing.
Thank you, guys.
So welcome to the fair. Welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen. Now, you did this 4 years ago. We just chatted a little bit. And one of the questions I asked you offline was about energy. I mean, you know, when we talk about preparation for fishing or we talk about preparation for hunting, you know, getting your hooks ready, your rods ready, the boat ready, that can be tiring. But I can't imagine what it's like running for governor.
Not a chance.
It's great fun, actually. And, and the energy out here at the fair, so we've been here every day and we got one to go. And I mean, it's actually energizing to be out here because there's a great engagement. And I can tell you, it is night and day from 4 years ago. 4 years ago, I had so many people come up to me and say, oh, I kind of like you, Jeff, but things are okay in Minnesota, and we don't want to change horses in midstream. I'm not hearing that from anybody right now. People are looking for just fundamental change in the way that government is treating them and in their taxes and several other things. So it's real encouraging to be out here. We're having a great time.
So with that being said, Jeff, you know, we're a hunting and fishing show. We're a couple goofballs here. Producer Mark put us together 5 years ago. Strewman, we call him the wild card because he's the reason you have the six-second pause in radio. You know, you never know what's going to come out of the wild card.
You got it.
But he does a lot of the research and the analytical stuff. And then myself kind of being the everyday outdoorsman. Mom was a taxidermist. My dad was a guide. He's sitting right there. Love you, buddy. And with that being said, we like to tackle issues but have fun with them, right? So us being a hunting and fishing show, what are some big things you see related to the outdoors that's kind of influencing questions you get or potentially swaying votes and all that good stuff?
So I hear a lot about the DNR from sportsmen and sportswomen, and it's not all positive. In fact, I would argue that the DNR is about as popular as the IRS in the state of Minnesota with sports people. And the reason is not because the DNR doesn't do some amazing things, but amongst some people in the DNR, there is a bit of an attitude that their job with sportsmen and women is to kind of make decisions from on high and then shove them on down and never really interrelate with the people out there who are on the ground. And that has to change. It's an attitude thing more than anything else. So for me, that's an important starting point. We need to change the attitude to a service attitude in all our state agencies, DNR being at the top of the list.
Now, Jeff, you mentioned that there are some issues with the DNR. I tell people, it's like, who do we have on the show last week here? I said, your job is like being in lost luggage at the airport. You're not making anybody happy. You're always going to piss somebody off. Right. And same thing with politicians. You went public and actually called the upper management of the DNR a little arrogant. Do you think that, boy, I tell you what, that takes guts to say that? Tell me what you're thinking about that. And is that going to hurt you politically, that comment? A lot of people follow the DNR.
It may or it may not. But I am one that, you know, I'm going to tell you what I think. I don't do it in a way that is meant to poke people in the eye.
How do I look tonight? To be honest, how do I look tonight?
I missed that. But
never mind. Never mind. Go ahead.
I think
ahead.
You look great.
There you go.
I'm still a politician sometimes. I just try to be upfront with people. And honestly, I bet you we have a very mix about what people think about Trump out in this audience. But one thing you can say, I support him, but one thing you can say about Trump is he changed the expectation of a lot of people in what they have in their can. They want you to give them answers to their questions and say what you think. They may not agree with you, but they'd still rather hear that than just dance around things. And,
absolutely.
And I think that's there.
Well, I would rather hear and be candid, and my wife and I always have this, is let's not beat around the bush.
Right.
You either agree with it or you disagree with it, because when you beat around the bush with me, it drives me nuts, because I don't know which way you sit on it. So you talked about the DNR, maybe more of a cohesive approach to some of the things that are coming down the pipeline with rules and regulations. You know, one of the things is one of our Bibles, it's called the Outdoor News, and it's a news publication that's been around for 30-something years. And there's a lot of different ways we get funding for outdoors, whether it being conservation, habitat. We have the... Pittsman-Robertson Act in the 1920s, the Dingell-Johnson, which is motorcraft tax. But most people don't know about the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill actually does a lot for the outdoorsman. I think in the last 5 years, it's generated another 900,000 acres of hunting land and 30 different states. And then to bring that home, Jeff, we have the Lessard Sams, which does a lot for the outdoors people here. Tell me about your thoughts with Lessard Sams, how you see that being a key play here for outdoors in Minnesota.
Sure. So the Lessard Sams makes recommendations. So it's a citizens group that makes recommendations to the legislature about how to spend a portion of the money that comes in from that constitutional amendment from 10, 12 years ago that is to be spent on the outdoors. I actually believe that that is a great way to do government, to have individuals who are, you know, chosen through a public process and then do a ton of work to do research on, you know, what's going to be best for the outdoors and for habitat and for clean water, and then have them make recommendations and then have government actually take those recommendations. We have so many blue ribbon panels that we create, and they put all this time into it, and then we look at them and we stick it on a shelf and never really follow it. I will actually, as governor, follow the Lessard Sams Council, because I think they do a good job. They tend to be outdoors people themselves.
Right.
And that's what people, when they voted for that constitutional amendment, intended.
All right. So now let's have a little fun with it, Jeff, because we asked you a couple tougher questions there. What do you like to do related to the outdoors?
So I'm not a huge outdoorsman. I won't pretend. I fished a lot when I was a kid. I grew up in Detroit Lakes, but I haven't done much of that lately. I go out with buddies and pheasant hunt probably once a year now.
Right.
And then we as a family like to, our boys are getting older now, but we like to enjoy the outdoors, whether it's hiking or that's something that makes Minnesota very special.
Yep.
Get out on a boat or go hiking and just enjoy what God has given this state that a lot of states don't have.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, when you become governor, you know, we have a governor's pheasant opener.
Yep.
So that'll be maybe get you in the saddle a little bit more. And then we have a governor's fishing opener, which is really neat. With that being said, fishing and hunting are a key piece of our tourism here in Minnesota, right? Can you talk a little bit about how you see that, how we're doing as a state, marketing that, and how that kind of fits into everything as being a potential governor?
You know, I'll be honest, I'm not sure how well we're marketing that. I would argue that we probably can never market that quite well enough, because I'm a marketer sort of guy, and Minnesota should be seen as one of the top places to go for that. I do think that sometimes goes back to the DNR, because my understanding from some sports people is that they at least don't believe that whether it's the deer herd management or whether it's fisheries, that we're maybe doing as good a job as that as we could. And then that kind of brings me to Mille Lacs, which...
When you say that word Mille Lacs will strike a chord with any man or woman that loves to hunt or fish in the state. I mean, our phone lines go up, Jeff, so sorry to interrupt, but I'm glad you brought up Mille Lacs, and I give you a lot of credit for doing that, because a lot of people we talk about, even public officials, they want to skirt because it's so sensitive, right? So I'll let you go on about Mille Lacs.
So we did it. We actually did a town hall. My running mate Donna Bergstrom and I did a town hall on the shores of Mille Lacs a couple months ago, I think we had 140 or 150 people from the community show up. And then we kind of said, here's what we're thinking, and then took questions for like a half hour, 45 minutes from the audience. Bottom line for me, co-management is not working on Lake Mille Lacs right now.
And I agree.
Correct.
My belief is that we should always respect the heritage of the tribe up there. That's really important to me. But we should make sure that everyone in the state gets to enjoy that lake as much as possible. And so, you know, as governor, part of my job when we're negotiating with the tribe as to what everyone's rights there are, because that's what the courts have given us, a right to negotiate, we're going to negotiate tough. And if we can't negotiate in a way that I believe everyone gets to enjoy that lake, then we're going to push back and go to court if we have to.
Stru, you're going to have a question real quick, but I give you a lot of kudos for that, Jeff, because a lot of politicians, I would say, that we've had on air for the last 5 years, they always default to co-management and how we can do a better job. And it's such a huge resource. And I can tell you, as my wife, who's fished bass professionally, she's been down south. Even when you're down in Texas, people in Texas know about Mille Lacs.
Really?
Yes. And these are people that are respected in their world, that fish on these tournament levels and speak about it on TV down there. So if we can protect Mille Lacs and get it to a great place, it is so crucial, I believe, to our tourism dollars that come up here.
Well, and some of the stories I hear about people who are, you know, now in their 50s or 60s that grew up on Lake Mille Lacs and how just completely different it is now than what it was then. And things change, I get that, but it's not working. The way we're doing it is not working. Sure.
All right, Strewman.
Well, we've had a number of people on this show talking about Mille Lacs, DNR, resort owners and whatnot. And we know over the last 10 or 15 years, they've lost about 85 to 90% of their guests coming from out of state.
Yes.
Okay, it used to be over 50%. Now it's 5 or 10% at the most. Will you please explain, you talked about you met with some people before. Is that kind of the beginning of the Mille Lacs Fisheries Advisory Committee? Would you explain to these folks what that advisory committee is, who makes it up, and what are their goals?
So there is an advisory committee, and I forget the official name of the advisory committee. You probably know, but it is individuals, it is sportsmen and women, it is anglers and people from the community, and they know this lake better than anyone else in the world. And one thing I have said is I don't pretend to understand the intricacies of Mille Lacs. I don't know. I don't live up there, and I don't fish the lake. But those folks do, and I'm going to rely upon them very heavily to advise me when we are doing these negotiations and actually probably make them part of the negotiations, because right now it seems that we are not negotiating. We're not negotiating, period,
every year. No.
We're just kind of saying, what do you want? Okay, that's it. And that's not the way the system was set up.
Well, again, Jeff Johnson, we're checking in at the fair, the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country here, Republican running for governor. And I really do appreciate, we just talked about Mille Lacs, and for the first time I've actually heard someone in politics or make it a career in politics say the co-management isn't working because they're afraid to step on the toes and sensitivity to the issue. Let's shift gears a little bit and let's talk about Second Amendment and gun rights, because that hits home for a lot of outdoors men and women. And I applaud you because you've taken some pretty bold statements, if I read your website correctly, about even supporting the Second Amendment rights in our schools or exploring that, which I do support. My wife being, you know, a special ed para, you know, I do believe we need to protect our teachers and that good stuff. But go ahead and talk about your views on the Second Amendment.
Well, I believe our Second Amendment rights are absolutely critical to freedom and liberty in this country. And frankly, the Second Amendment was not created to protect hunters. It was created to protect Americans and liberty. And I have been pretty clear that I don't believe that new gun restrictions, are going to solve this horrible issue we have of mass shootings. We've got some cultural issues that are really hard to talk about, whether they are issues of family breakdown, whether they're mental health issues, whether it's about pop culture and the violence that we celebrate, whether it's about the fact that some of our schools have policies now where you are literally ignoring violent students because it might be politically incorrect to do anything about it. And we avoid talking about those really hard issues by saying, well, let's go ban bump stocks and then we won't have another school shooting. And that's not going to solve the problem.
Correct.
And so I know it's uncomfortable, but let's force that issue and start talking about these difficult problems and see if there's anything we can do. Because until we change that culture, we're not going to fix the problem. That something's happened to some of our boys and young men where they're willing to do this, and they weren't 30 years ago.
Yep. All right. All right. Well, we have 2 minutes left with Governor candidate Jeff Johnson. Strew.
I got a question. Can I have a question here?
Yes, you can.
Since we have 2 minutes with the governor candidate, why don't we let him talk and maybe give just a two-minute appeal to outdoorsmen or Minnesotans on why we should vote for Jeff Johnson.
That's why he's the producer, Jeff.
That is awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know if I'll take 2 minutes, but I'll just try to boil it down simply. So my opponent is Tim Walz, the DFLer, and I'm the Republican candidate. And we actually get along great, and I think anybody who's watched the debates realizes that, but we have just dramatically different views of where to take Minnesota. And so that is what I would share with people. If I happen to believe that, number one, Minnesotans pay too much in taxes. And whether you are a rich Minnesotan or a middle-class Minnesotan or, honestly, a poor Minnesotan, we overtax everybody in this state, and that's a big difference between us. I believe people should actually have more options and more choices with respect to health care and health insurance, more control over their own health care, and Tim wants to move to a single-payer system, which is not a good idea. I believe we should enforce our immigration laws in this state. That is a very fundamental difference between us. As we've already mentioned, I believe that the Second Amendment is just fundamental to our rights. And Tim got an F from the NRA, and as in fail, and touts that as a badge of honor, and I just don't think that is. And maybe more than anything else, I am going to focus on making some fundamental change in the culture that we have, the attitude that we have in our state government and in many of our state agencies, where there seems to be a belief that the job is to control and direct and help us all make better decisions about our own lives, when the sole job of government is to serve us, to serve the people who pay our salaries. I'll wake up every morning to change that attitude.
All right, well, we're going to get to break. Thank you, Jeff Johnson, Governor for Canada on the Republican Party. After this, we're going to shoot the ball on a variety of subjects. And let's give it up one more time for Jeff Johnson at the Minnesota State Fair.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Four Outdoorsmen, part of Bob Outdoors.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I'll tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro. And the staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Come to Cornfest this Saturday at St. Jude of the Lake Catholic Church in Matamidi. Great family fun, a teen zone, inflatables for the kids, live music, and lots of great food. It's Cornfest this Saturday from 3 to 10 at St. Jude of the Lake Catholic Church in Matamidi. Deadshot Custom Call Company is the only duck call trusted and used by the Four Outdoorsmen. Deadshot Custom Calls are handmade in Minnesota and not available in stores because each call has a direct connection to you. Immortalize your hunting dog with the man Best Friend series, or have a custom image or theme made just for you, whether on your lanyard or on your wall. Deadshot Custom Calls are made from the finest acrylics to last for generations. Customize your call at deadshotcustomcalls.com.
Hi, this is Tyler Barr from Juice Baits. Juice Baits is a Minnesota company based out of Brainerd. Juice Baits are tried, true, and tested by me and my brother Kyle, who are both high school fishing state champions. And we know a good bait, so we came up with Juice Baits. Buy the whole line of soft plastics infused with the juice and get ready for boatloads of fish this season. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and see the whole Juice Baits story on the web at juicebaits.com.
In Minnesota, the seasons are crazy. There's summer, fall, winter, and spring. And now, introducing our fifth season, the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Season. Now, get a 2018 Polaris Sportsman 570 for $49.99. That's huge savings on the best-selling automatic 4x4 of all time. Plus, big savings on the Polaris Rangers, Generals, and Razors. Over 700 machines, all specially priced now at Meese Outland in Watkins and St. Cloud. Meese Outland, the largest Polaris dealership on Earth. Off-road vehicles can be hazardous to operate and are not intended for on-road use. Polaris adult models for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a safety training course.
Back to school economics from Staples. Today's lesson, get more, spend less. Staples has the top brands for back to school at low prices. So you get everything on your list without spending everything in your wallet. Economics made simple. And now, Staples One Subject Notebooks are 25 cents. And a Staples Comp Book and a 24-pack of Crayola crayons are only 50 cents each. Get an A in back to school today at your local Staples. The back to school specialty store.
While supplies last. Offer ends 9/8/18. In-store only. Limit 30.
Still looking for the one? Your perfect foundation match? Estee Lauder has it. Come to Macy's to experience double wear makeup in over 55 shades for all skin tones and undertones. It's Estee Lauder's most loved foundation. Oil-free, waterproof, perfectly matte, and long wear too with 24-hour staying power. Find your double wear at Macy's and Macy's.com. Plus, be sure to ask in-store for a deluxe sample in your ideal match. Estee Lauder double wear, made in your shade. Total Country Bob FM.
Hey, the four outdoorsmen are back at the Minnesota State Fair. Thanks for being with us, everybody.
How about a little noise out there from the crowd, huh? Hey, what about that interview we just had with future governor Jeff Johnson? People like that, huh? He's got a big, he's getting a bigger crowd than we are, Stru. As he should, right?
I guess
should.
So, yeah.
Is he a bigger deal
I'll
than
tell you
the
what,
wild
I like him because he doesn't BS. You know,
he almost did it again.
Yeah,
thank you.
First,
he's a good guy.
Politician I've ever talked to that didn't dance around Mille Lacs.
Hey, one thing.
Tim Lesmeister and Steve Carney will call it what it is, but this is the first politician or future politician or governor that actually said the co-management isn't working.
One of the things he brought up was the high taxes. We'll get on with BS in here the rest of the show, but I was reading up on his website. It's unbelievable that our lowest tax rate in the state of Minnesota is higher than the lowest tax rate. No, our lowest tax rate. No, yeah, our lowest tax rate.
You can
is,
get a good look at state by looking.
Our lowest tax rate.
Don't run for governor, Stuart.
Oh, I know what it is. Our lowest tax rate in this in this state is higher than the highest tax rate of 22 states in this country. Lowest. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yes. It's crazy to say, too.
What's crazy is we haven't had a chance to introduce our great sponsor. So for everyone that's here, thank you for being listening to our show. That's producer Mark. That's Wildcard. Myself, Boomer. We've been doing this for about 5 years. We absolutely love to hunt and fish. The Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Country. We've been on a variety of FM stations, but we love our new home here at Bob. And we don't get to talk about hunting and fishing unless we have great sponsors. One, Alumacraft Boats. They've been with us since the beginning. Alumacraft supported my family and I with boats for the last 5 years, made right here in St. Peter, Minnesota. Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year.
But what's the slot limit?
There is no slot limit. So you can keep 5 walleyes a day, 2-day possession, that's 10 walleyes. And let's talk about Deadshot Custom Calls.
Brand new sponsor.
And a brand new sponsor. And I get a prize today, don't I?
Well, yeah, you do.
Do I get something? When are we going to do that?
As soon as I talk about my sponsor.
All right, you talk about your
Lakes
sponsor.
Lakes Trading Company. Lakes Trading Company is the best gun shop in the Twin Cities. We're getting close to hunting season right now, as a matter of fact. They're in Forest Lake. Go to lakestradingco.com. Great friends of the show. And then we've got Wild Fowler Outdoor Clothing. I'll tell you, Wild Fowler, look those guys up.
You look good.
Oh, I look good,
you
man.
You look good.
Yeah, I look
you
good.
You look good.
Got lots of Wild Fowler stuff. Yeah, but those are our sponsors. Thanks to them, and thanks for you for being part of the show. You want your gift, right?
Let me do shout-outs quick.
Let's do a shout-out.
So every week we do something called the Four Outdoorsmen Shout-Out. It gives our listeners a chance to check in with us, show us pictures of their fish and everything. If you go to the Four Outdoorsmen website or Facebook page, and comment, we'll mention that every week on air. First one is from our favorite family, the Zeiss's, enjoying a sunset on Lake Mille Lacs. From Jennifer, Justin, Dakota, and Colt. And Bill Katz is listening in his garage. He says his dog has different ideas, though, so we'll try it. And hello from Kristen Merwin from the Women Anglers of Minnesota. They have a fundraiser coming up. You can buy tickets now. Go to Women Anglers of Minnesota Facebook page and support those ladies. We know a lot of them, and they're a lot of fun.
How about, do you have a shout-out from Amberly Heinen?
Well, Amberly Heinen is on the picture of our shout-out. Looks like she caught a nice bass here with her father and our friend Mike Heinen, which is your
son. On Lake Vermilion, right?
On Lake Vermilion, yeah. In a beautiful new Alumacraft boat.
Hey, let's talk about this week, huh?
Let's do it. What'd you do last week?
It was kind of crazy. I was pretty bummed out. I actually missed the last Sunday broadcast at the fair just because, Mark, I was at Treasure Island Casino, and I was down there for Mountain Dew and PepsiCo, and they had a big event where all these big wigs that sell a lot of Pepsi and Mountain Dew, and we fished on pool 3 and 4. And I tell you what, I've never really fished on pool 3 and 4 before. It's a real different kind of makeup. River fishing is a whole different game. It's current, it's seams, it's slack water. But we did catch some walleyes, smallmouth bass, and catfish, and believe it or not, and drum on the wing dam. So the wing dams on rivers are these big concrete blocks that are below about a foot of the surface of the top of the water column. And what they do is they control the current. And with that being said, we just pitched crankbaits that were red in color that kind of mimicked a crawfish or a crawdad and dragged that along the bottom. And if you went with that approach, you could catch all different kinds of species. And then Nicole and I, we hightailed to Alexandria, Minnesota, and we were at Arrowwood Resort for the 6th annual Daniel Drebnick Memorial Fund. And it was a blast. This is a foundation that it's a bass fishing,
hang on,
walleye fishing.
What lake is that? Is that on?
It's Lahamadu. It's the chain of lakes there. So there's right. Carlos, right. There's Lahamadu, there's a few different other ones there. And what we did is we fished with veterans on Saturday. And then that Saturday evening, Nicole and I, we did the emceeing of the banquet, which was really, really awesome. And then after that, on Sunday, we did the derby. Now, Scott Merwin and I, friend of the show from Lake Osakis Guide Service, we had our Alumacrafts out. There was 19 boats in the walleye division, and then there was like 30-something other boats in the bass division. We got skunked, and I couldn't believe we got skunked, but I felt a little better. We were throwing everything at them, live bait rigs with leeches, worms, creek chubs, red tails, flukes, swim baits, you name it. There was only 3 walleyes caught in 19 boats.
That's scary. That's scary. That is disheartening.
Yeah,
for guys
that'll really make it kind of tough on the ego right there. Yeah. But hey, so we did that. It was a blast, and I want to give a big shout out. I got a lot of family that came out to support me. Thank you guys for coming out. We went through that, and then a little announcement: my wife's pregnant.
Hey-o!
Do I have to ask you who the father is?
I'm still looking for who the dad might be. Well, we'll get that kind of turned out. We'll actually find out here in a few weeks if it's going to be a boy or a girl. So,
atta girl, atta boy, way to do it.
I
way to get it done.
We're going to name it. We're going to name it if it's a boy, Strew.
And
if it's a girl, Strew.
Yeah.
So we kind of got that figured out.
That's pretty good.
Besides all that, we're going to hang out with the family at the rest of the fair. So,
all right, I'll tell you what. We got last week we had on our newest sponsors. Deadshot Custom Calls, and they made duck calls for all of us on the show up here. And Boomer was not here. He was doing the Daniel Drebnick thing up north with his beautiful wife, Nicole, as well. And here is the duck call that Brian made. It's Brian, right? It's
yep, Brian
made
Robinson.
For you. Deadshot Custom Calls, they are so cool, right out of Detroit Lakes. Not only can they custom make any kind of call you want, anything you want, the quality is impeccable. You should have heard these guys blow them last week. That's your what's on your duck call?
Well, actually, what's on my duck call is they make custom calls. And sometimes, you know, vanity items when it comes to hunting, they can look really cool, and they make it on your book or your shelf or your kitchen, but you never use them. Now, these dead shot calls, I'm going to blow in this for the first time. But Brian was on the call the show last Sunday, and he said they've really came a long way in their production, but it's a picture of my beautiful family here. I'm not going to go on the mic with it, but let's just see if I can do a feeder call into a hail.
All right. Shoot him.
Take him. Hey, that's a great call. Let's give a round of applause to Deadshot Custom Calls, huh? What does this retail for now? So you can get your own custom call with a picture, your dog's ashes. That's where they made their name, right? With their dog's ashes.
Right.
It's about $100-$150.
Yeah, about $150.
And I tell you what, I've used a lot of different duck calls in my days, from hunting in Mississippi, in Arkansas, Missouri, Iowa, up here in Minnesota, Wisconsin. And this is definitely a call that you're not going to lose, right? How many other calls just kind of disappear on you? This is a call that's a keepsake for years to come.
Yeah, so. Deadshot Custom Calls. Look them up. You'll be blown away by what this guy makes. He's all by himself in Detroit Lakes. Brian does a good job. Deadshot Custom Calls.
All right, so we are live here at the Minnesota State Fair. Four outdoorsmen, Bob Country. Can I get a little noise out there? Come on. That's what I'm talking about.
Can I get a beer out there? Come on.
Hey!
Hell with the noise.
So, Stru, let's talk about some cool things in the outdoors. So, first, I want to thank...
I got a new kayak.
Well, I want to thank Pheasants Forever for this really cool trucker hat that I have. And the reason I'm bringing up Pheasants Forever is the state roadside counts for Minnesota for pheasants come out next week. And we're going to have Jared Wickland, who is their marketing PR dude, in studio soon to talk about that. But in the outdoor news, it was really interesting, Stru. South Dakota, which is the mecca for pheasant hunting, if you're into pheasant hunting, their roadside count is up 47% Whoa. From last year.
Then ours has to be up as well.
Well, here's the interesting piece. So ours gets released next week, but South Dakota is up 47%, and Iowa is up like 30, 40% as well. So what do you think about that, buddy?
I think we should all go to South Dakota and Iowa to hunt. I don't mean that. Buy your license, hunt here in Minnesota, and go to those other places as well.
That's really surprising with the amount of snow we had. I don't know.
It's really strange, I mean, because we talk about, if you don't know, Mark Lukey over here, he works with Ron Scher Productions. He's kind of a big wig. If you've ever heard of the show Rooster Tales,
I wouldn't
or
call
the
myself
Flush,
a big wig.
He is the man, right? And with that being said, you have some intimate knowledge to pheasant hunting. Now, I pheasant hunt every year with my Springer Luma or Sugar. Stru, I know you pheasant hunted in the past.
Yep.
The misbelief about the spring is the water, right, Mark? Isn't it something
It's the
to do
cold.
With the-
People think that the cold cuts the numbers, but it's really snow cover that affects the numbers because those chicks have to be able to forage for food. So, really, the amount of snow is typically detrimental to the number of hatchings, but that's really strange that there's up so much this year because we had so much snow last year.
Yeah, so it'll be really interesting with South Dakota being up 47% and Iowa being up 30-something percent. What happens with Minnesota numbers? Now, I sent you guys a text last week, and duck numbers across the board are down, like down significantly. So that's going to be interesting how that plays out. But I can tell you the truth. This time of year, you know, you start to see them. I'm not seeing as many ducks visually as I have in years past. You guys?
No, but I'm seeing a lot of monarch butterflies. That's the truth. How's that for the outdoors? Monarch, that a boy.
Monarch butterflies. It's the circle of life, Stuart.
You're on the wrong show, Stru.
I'm just like being there with
Peter
Sellers.
Can I fry it and eat it?
Can you fry it and eat it? I tell you what, you were talking about the
drumsticks aren't bad.
The pheasants and the Dakotas and how the numbers are changing since you're out that direction. Are you concerned about what's happening to one of your favorite lakes on the border over there?
Lake Traverse?
No, Lake Big Stone. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. What's going on
Lake
with Big Stone?
Lake Big Stone usually has 200-300 fish kill at some time of the year. They just found about 2,000, 3,000 fish dead, sunfish and yellow perch floating on the water.
What happened to them?
They don't know just yet. Just happened last week or so. You'll see that.
That's really interesting. You know, the other interesting thing is, friend of the show, Eric Meyer, he's with Outdoor News.
Yep.
He just got, I think it's called the World or the Grand Slam Turkey Hunting. Do you know how many species of turkeys?
Absolutely, baby.
How many species?
Well, they took this off after baseball. There's got to be four. You got to kill four different turkeys to get a Grand Slam.
You think so?
That's what I think.
You want to bet?
No.
Yep. What about a world slam? How many you need for a world slam?
I don't need any because I'll never do it. You do.
How many would you guess, Stru?
Nine.
No. Six. Six species of turkeys for a world slam. Now, Mark, you turkey hunted with me this year. We thought we were going to break the streak and get you your first bird. I mean, we had them outside, and it came close. Can you guys name a few of the species that make up the World Slam turkey hunting?
Mark, you go, buddy.
Miriam?
Yep.
That's an easy one.
Is it Pennsylvania one?
Nope.
Eastern.
All right, Eastern and Miriam. If you know one in the crowd, let us know. Strew will buy you a beer.
Yeah, I will. You bet I will.
Eastern,
why don't
Miriam.
You read them all off to us.
Osceola. Osceolas are typically shot down in the southern glades of Florida. A Rio Grande, which is typically shot like in Nebraska or Missouri. That's kind of the mountain bird, too.
And?
Merriam's, which are typically shot kind of in Colorado area. The gold wild turkey, which is really Mexico or even Arizona. And then there's the hybrid wild turkey, which who knows where you're going to shoot one of those. And then the oscillated wild turkey, which really... The tails, or not even the tail, but the tail feathers on an oscillated turkey.
I bet
it looks like a peacock.
I bet they oscillate, yeah.
It looks like a peacock.
Yeah, I can tell you what, I can see a bunch of people driving from home from their cabin right now, and they're driving and thinking, boy, that boomer knows his stuff, doesn't he? Well, you guys can't see it, but he's reading everything in the paper.
You liar.
He's full of crap.
I knew all that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
what
yeah.
about the Mille Lacs Committee? You know, we just had Governor Johnson on, and there was just another meeting. That guy we had
on. It was
on,
their first one.
The new Brad Parsons. Who's the head of fisheries? Strew will be his best friend again. He'll call him every night till Strew calls him back or whatnot. We're going to have him on and talk about this stuff as well, huh?
I'm on your side, pal. I'll tell you what, we got to wrap this up. The Four Outdoorsman's here every Sunday night in Bob Total Country, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Follow us. You can hear us on Tuesday mornings on podcast. Thanks for being with the Four Outdoorsmen. In the meantime, have a good time tonight, and Boomer's got something to say.
Get outdoors. Let's hear it, folks.
Bob Outdoors continues with Hall of Fame fisherman Mark Fisher and Larry Bowling on Bear Facts and Fishtails next.